A blog, most negotiated the Tour de France.
Like, yeah, like that, but just times a thousand.
Yeah. Oh,
they must say France.
France, Tour de France.
And they are Francais is French.
Yeah, French for French. Always like a mirror looking at itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, but they've just discovered Escher. Look at this. What's French for French?
I think I spent many months being confused by mirrors. Like the idea of, two mirrors, right, if they were exactly parallel, like reflecting inwards parallel.
Yeah.
What a mirror reflects if it's dark.
So you're saying months?
Yeah. So I'm all resolved now.
Right. Okay.
Is when I was a student. But I the reason I brought college up is just because I remember just doing a short video where someone was kind of living in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And just kind of like keeping busy in there, because there's a lot you can do in a bathroom compared to most other rooms.
Yeah,
you're sort of covered
with the landing,
as long as you've got a supply of nutrients, and obviously the mirror is a big part of that.
Supply of nutrients.
Yeah.
Right, hello, is that the nutrient store? You sent some over. Just drop it by the bathroom door. I'll leave the front door open.
Well, yeah, well, that would work, wouldn't it?
But I mean, if you're living in the bathroom, how would you get the nutrients to the bathroom?
Exactly. But you got water, so you can survive for nearly a month.
Yeah.
So it's the best room to be locked in permanently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Most people say kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to say kitchen.
Well, yeah, you got water there too.
Yeah.
So more sensible.
Yeah.
But you got a pile of shit in the corner. That's not a good.
True.
Good situation.
Although I think it's sort of after living on just water, you can just rinse it down the sink. It's not going to be very solid.
You see,
she's
already.
Out the window.
Yeah, you're going to attract attention like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to last long.
Oh, I thought you wanted to get saved. Saved or sort of reported.
That's your tactic. Right, I want to get saved. Let's wait till I need a dump.
Yeah.
And then we're out of here.
Shit in the kettle.
I suppose that your kitchen's full of receptacles, isn't it? So you're in business there.
Dump in a teacup.
It's a dump in a teacup. That's a new.
I quite like that. Yeah.
Well, you presumably, why not have more than just a storm? Why not have a number of things in a teacup? Because the teacup's the important bit, isn't it? It's small.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's something that's bad happening to something that's small.
It's something that's manageable.
Shit in a teacup.
Shit in a teacup. Shit in a
teapot. Don't worry about it. It's just a shit in a teapot.
Don't worry about it, shit in a teapot.
Trouble is.
What it means, you can just get a new teapot. That's what I'm saying. Don't worry about it. I've not heard that one before. What? Just shit in a teapot.
She's saying part of the
lexicon.
Trick is you say things that people haven't heard.
Or
diffuses the whole, the fact that they've got a big nose or something. You're saying my nose is like a shit in a teapot. Really? What does that mean?
It's similar to what you've already heard, what you're familiar with, but just tweaked a little bit.
And that's what you say, isn't it? What you just heard was similar to what you've heard before. However, with this difference...
Everything you've heard before was wrong. Made no sense. How on earth do you have a storm in a teacup?
Like literally,
you can't.
Yeah.
You can't have a dump in a teacup. You can't have a shit in a teapot. Yeah. Messy business, but it's like...
Well, within my abilities. The spout, depending on the design, that curve spout sometimes.
Sometimes can help, sometimes can hinder.
Yes. Sometimes it becomes a more drawn out process.
All through the nature of the dump, but that's not what's important.
You could expand on that. It's like squatting on a teapot. You remember the saying, shit in a teapot? Well, this is like squatting on a teapot. It's kind of like before the shit.
Pre-shit. We need to get the shitting in the teapot.
If something's not, it's like that's equivalent to maybe half baked. That's like squatting on a teapot. You know, you've caught me squatting on a teapot.
You caught me squatting on a teapot here. Oh.
If someone says, this work that you've done, handed in, this is half baked. It's like, you just caught me squatting on a teapot. You know, obviously, if you give me a bit more time, the shit's there in the teapot.
The shit's there, bang.
You know, boom.
Straight in the teapot. Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good like
Kapow.
That. Yes. But unfortunately, you came in while I was squatting. You caught me squatting on the teapot. It's got to be the, hasn't it? Otherwise, it seems too
or
literal.
Or you caught me squatting on your teapot. Sorry, you've caught me squatting on your teapot here. Yeah.
So almost anything you could be caught doing would be better than that.
Yeah.
This old storm in a teacup. Storm in a teacup.
Storm in a teacup.
Yeah, I think we've definitely improved on that.
Yeah.
That was time for a change.
Are there any others?
There's loads, mate.
I can't see. I'm blind. I can't think of any more now.
It's just that was a needle in a haystack.
Oh.
See, there you go. Storm in a teacup is just a needle in a haystack.
Needle in a haystack.
See, someone's already evolved that. Have you heard someone saying, "Oh, that's like finding a needle in a stack of needles"?
Yes, I have.
And that's pretty clever, pretty smart. I'd like to know who did that. Who came up with?
Yeah. But I think needle in a haystack still needs addressing. I don't think that needle in a stack of needles is as far as it can go.
But they're sort of saying that's an actual example of someone improving on an analogy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because basically, someone's finding a needle in a haystack. That's like really hard. But then the post metal detectors. Someone's thought, well, actually, that's not that hard. That's actually pretty good odds.
But
isn't
finding
it?
A needle in a stack of needles is easy. There's loads.
No, okay, yes. It doesn't actually pass muster, does it? Because finding a needle would be hard not to find a needle.
Yeah.
In a stack of needles.
Yeah.
It actually has to be sleeping. The inverse is true.
Yeah.
And if the inverse is true of an analogy, then it's definitely unusable. It's definitely incorrect usage of analogy.
It's the inverse. That as an analogy, that doesn't work.
So it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. That needs...
With no needles in it.
Well, there could be a needle in it, but I mean... You don't know.
So the fucker who came up with that is still sitting pretty, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's bringing down.
I like that.
A peg or two.
Just bring the fucker down.
Bring the fucker down, yeah. I think he's like
93. He's been around, but it's like he's not as old as you'd think. He's still a bit spry.
Yeah.
But he's like he coined that when he was like, I don't know, 22.
Yeah.
And that he's done nothing.
Just living off the back of it. Living off the back of that.
He's just totally
he's
like
an after dinner speaker.
Imagine that was your whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you turn a 40-minute keynote speech about just around that?
Turning up. I'd like to turn up at one of his after dinner speeches just with a bucket of needles. Oh, but look, it doesn't work. Find a needle. In that one.
This find is good. A needle. We need to find an amateur out of work actor who's like 90 plus, and we need to find an analogy that the origins are a bit vague.
Yeah.
Like no one really knows when and where it came from, and we need to convince this guy that he's doing like a sort of a, you know, it's a piece of performance art, or
yeah,
it's an infomercial.
Yeah.
And we need to do something. We need to get some live gigs for him. Maybe he could support your band. He comes out and he just delivers like 20 minutes of stuff, which we write.
Yeah.
And takes questions. And you can imagine, he gets to the end of his 20 minutes on,
yeah,
I was the guy who came up with a needle in a haystack. And then, oi!
Oi, haystack!
Because the part of the talk could be about this guy, you know, waking up and suddenly hearing, like on a TV show or something. So that's trying to find a needle in a stack of needles, and he just hit the fucking roof. And he was on the phone to his agent.
His agent.
He's got like a
What have I just heard on TV?
Yeah. Did you hear this? Isn't this your job? To hear this, to know this, and then to circumvent this.
I want this guy taken down. I want this guy held responsible. It's not an improvement. No.
No.
It's not an improvement. It completely takes all the wind out of my sail.
Yeah.
And it means nothing.
It's fucking furious.
Yeah.
This is worse than bastardization. Because it doesn't actually make sense. It's just hip. It's meaningless.
Trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. You know.
It's just a cloud of brown gas. It means nothing.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if it was an improvement, you know.
We could get together and come up with some more. This guy, he's just taken all the meaning out of my words.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be remembered for something that meant something. Yeah. I'm going to be a little footnote to this hip idiot. Yeah, it's like trying to find a piece of hay in a haystack. That's easy.
Yeah, I came up with that. That's what I came up with first. Yeah, and then I realised that was stupid.
Well, this guy on my coattails.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Hay in a haystack. You know, it took me another month to come up with
a
needle.
In there? What couldn't I find in there?
Like trying to find a boat.
Boat in a dockyard. I'm trying to find my trousers in the wardrobe, and I did that. I'm wearing them now. Yeah.
I got through three wives doing that. You know, that was years, and he comes along and just substitutes hay for needles. Fucker. The guy's a fucking pissant. You know, I want his fucking nuts on a
nut plate.
I was trying to come up with like a teapot. I was nuts in a teapot. And the guy's like, the agent's like, what? It's like, oh, it's a new one I'm trying to come up with. I got some new stuff, but it's not fully worked out. Nuts in a teapot? No. All right, forget it. Let's not distract from the main point. My haystack idea. That was solid. Everyone was using it. It was fine. And now I've got this kind of confusion.